Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. Join with Don Breeze, talking paint products for making your job easier. Let's talk about actually getting to the paint now. I don't know why they make buckets that are so hard to pour paint out of. You got your 1 gallon can and you pour it into your tray or whatever, you know, container you're using. If it's a smaller bucket for touch up on the corner, there's no way that I have found to tilt it back and you don't have a little bit of paint left in the rim that you got to wipe out before you seal it tight.
Running down the side of the cans in the seat tray for the lid.
Always got to put the can on the drop cloth because there's always a little ring of paint around the edge when you get them.
Well, those tops that they've made now for the gallon cans with the pour spouts, and they've got the lid on them that you can close and you can actually just leave it that way overnight and come back to it the next day. The whole thing is just basically keeping the air from the liquid paint. So they're great. That's been one of the things that they've come out with, you know, in the last 10 years has been a tremendous help in a practical way for the painter, for sure.
The pour lids are great. The first time I used one a couple of years ago, I was another thing. I thought, why didn't I think of this? This was too easy not to think of. And another one are the paint can buckets, like the handy can, that someone finally thought, you know what, I'm going to put a magnet in this can so that the painter can put his brush, keep it out of the paint, but in the bucket so he can set it down and get a drink of water, take a phone call, whatever the case. That was a brilliant move.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant and a tremendous help. It's one of those practical things. The industry, more and more, is trying to come up with some good practical innovations for the user. So they're doing some things with ergonomics with the tools themselves. They're doing some practical things, as you've mentioned, with the way that you hold brushes and rollers in the containers that you're using. I like the little quart size paint containers that they have now that they sell the plastic liners for, because you know it's an easy cleanup. You throw it away and you don't have any time or any labor in cleaning that.
Are you a liners guy for trays and buckets?
On the pro side, we were always working out of 5 gallon buckets, but we do have smaller jobs or things that don't require a lot of volume and paint. We do use some trays and we do use some smaller containers to just kind of fit whatever the job is you're doing. They sell liners for those paint trays. Again, it's fantastic innovation because you just throw them away. They're very cheap. You buy them by the dozen down at the hardware store.
And those liners do create an additional waste, but if you look at it, all the water you're saving, and then you're not washing paint into the landscape or down the drain. The paint dries to the plastic where it's going to the landfill anyway, so it's a better way to dispose of.
Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, you do have a little plastic waste in that respect. I wouldn't be surprised with some of the innovations and technologies that they're coming up with that sometime in the next 6 to 10 years that those liners are actually made out of recycled biodegradable products, because that the whole industry and really just manufacturing in a whole has been moving in that direction.
Corner rollers, is there any that really work? The ultimate tedious task of trying to get in the corner where two walls meet, and this only works if you're trying to do the same color on both walls.
And they sell some sponge tools that are for 90 degree corners. They actually have some sponges that have radiuses on them and some things like that for different application needs. They do work good for especially for the layperson, homeowner, just wanting to paint a few rooms at a time in their house and that kind of thing. Doing the same thing with a brush takes a skill set that usually only comes from being in the business. So I think they are very handy and helpful for homeowners. They're pretty quick and easy to use. The more that they've been doing with some of the sponge stuff, you're going to see some of that continue to evolve in some very good ways and practical ways.
Does it create any kind of different look? Because you've got your sponge in the corner rolled, and you've got your roller that does the rest of the wall. I know very few people are going to be sitting there looking at the corner wall to see if they could see the different type of, you know, application methods that this was done. But you can't see your brush stroke and your roll stroke. It all needs to blend.
Consistency where you don't see ghosting is what we call it, of where you've done something with something like a sponge or a brush and versus the roller. So as a rule, what you do is you want to do that. That's called your trim work or your cut in work first, and then you want to roll into those areas and get as close as you can. And that's usually how you'll achieve the best kind of consistent look and very unapparent that you've done something, you know, in a corner or up at the top of a wall next to a ceiling or something like that.
When you're in your full paint mode, what tools do you have on you at all time?
It kind of depends a little bit on what phase of the mode you're in. But as a rule, you've got a putty knife on you. You've got some tape. You've always got, you know, a drop cloth with you, whether you're prepping or whatnot, just to keep your area clean for the most part.
All right. After the news break, we're going to be talking about painting apps, a review of the three different painting apps we tried here at Rosie on the House.